Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Tim P. Talk to the twins. Yes. And today we are live. We are enjoying this beautiful day. And we are so excited because we have a special guest that will be on our show in just a few moments.
Yes, yes. And we're just so happy to have her. We have been friends on Facebook for a while.
Yes.
And we are going to be talking about her upcoming show. She has several shows that are coming up. And we're going to talk about those and share with you. You'll know how to get in touch with her and see her live here at Cafe 290
on September 7th. Also, we want you guys to know that you can always tune in to Talk to the Twins on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6. We will be live on our podcast, ready to give you an inspirational moment, inspirational vibe, and that agape love. So that's what we do, and we know that you are out there listening, and we love you for it. We thank you for it.
Yay! And clap to you.
Clap it up. Yes.
Now, no further ado, we want to introduce you to Too Cute.
Yes,
the comedian. We love her, and here we go.
Hi, how are you?
Too Cute, welcome to Talk to the Twins show this evening.
Yes,
girl. We are so glad to have you on the show. This is just an epic moment for us. We are proud to announce that you have an event that's coming up, and we want to let the listeners know what is going on in the ATL this month.
Oh, honey, I've got lots of stuff happening this month. I'm actually in Conyers on Friday night.
Yes,
Cafe 908. I love these cafes with numbers, apparently. But I'll be there this Friday and the first Friday next month as well. So I'm expanding outside of the Atlanta area a little bit. And I'm looking forward to a show with Miss Wall Street, who's hosting. And she is an extremely funny, she's a funny comedian. Yes. We worked together for almost a year at Cafe 290 when I was doing jokes and jazz. So I'm real excited.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we love Miss Wall Street, too. We love her.
Yes.
Shout out to Miss Wall Street. Yes.
Woo!
She is.
Yes.
She'll have you on the floor. So, but we can't wait to see you on September 7th, right? You're going to be at Cafe 290.
That's right. I'm going to be at Cafe 290 with Dwan Boastman, and he's a saxophone player. And we also have Joel Byers. He's going to be there as well. Funny, funny guy. And I'm going to be doing my funny as well. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. We're looking forward to seeing you. You know we got to get plenty of footage of you up there doing your thing on the stage. It's just amazing. And do you sing as well? Do you sing too?
I don't like to say I do, but I do funny renditions of songs. One in particular, I take Fever and I make it Flashes, you know. So, because, you know, I'm 62 years old, but I'm past the flashing stage now. So that's behind me.
That's behind you now. But you don't look 62, girl. You looking fabulous. Yes.
Oh, thank you. These shows are coming fast, and you know, they're doing pretty good. My new endeavor, which will be on September the 21st, we're giving the public a little sneak peek of a 2-woman show that I'm doing with Marilyn Blackburn.
Amazing.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're doing an opening on October the 28th at the Cosmopolitan, because I do shows there as well, and So it's going to be awfully busy coming up into the awful busy season. And on September the 30th, I will be at the World Congress Center.
Wow.
For, I'm out there with my I have a house band that performs with me. And so we're looking forward to that on September the 30th. It's a benefit for prostate cancer. So I will be with Ryan, I believe it's Ryan Cameron, who is, Mitch Faulkner from B103 I will be hosting with him that event.
Oh, wow. You are enjoying it so much.
Did we meet him?
Yeah, that's just September.
You're booked, honey. You are booked up. You are totally nailed. We got to be able to keep up with you. But also, you know, we know that you're too cute and you have too cute presents where you go out and you host several events. Give us a little bit of your background as well.
Well, you know, I started doing stand-up comedy when I turned 50.
Wow.
And that was 12 years ago. And I'd be on stage, and it would be, I'd get to the punchline, and they would just look at me. And then I realized that everybody that's sitting there looking at me wasn't even born during the time that I'm talking about. So they're
all
like 21, 25, you know, and I'm like, oh, this is, no. That's when I started producing my own show so that I can invite people my age. And I could have somebody to party with. Now, there's one problem with that, you know. I'm working all during the show trying to make sure people are happy and because my audience is very important to me. So, but at the end of the night, they're all tired, ready to go home. And I'm still left with nobody to party with.
Oh, no. Well, you have twice. Oh, yes. We're partying with you. Oh, my goodness, that is amazing. So you found your own audience, and that was your niche, to find your own audience.
Yes, my audience, they're about, you know, we have a lot of young people that come through, and they love the music. You know, we try to step things up a little bit so they'd like it. It used to be all jazz, but now we do some contemporary music. I got a blues night coming up with Mudbone Turner and and Sugar Lips, I know you know them. They're going to be there October the 19th. We got a blues night. It's just, you know, it's just amazing the talent that we have in the city. And I'm very fortunate, you know, to be able to bring them to my audience, you know, because a lot of the people don't go out, especially like weekends and stuff, because we get old, we get lazy. We got to keep it going, you know. So I do my shows mostly on Wednesday nights and some on weekends, but not very often, you know. I just want to have fun with the people, have them give me some new material, you know. I love it when the audience gets involved, you know. I'm not on a script type basis. I want to have fun with the people and talk about the things that they want to have fun, you know, talking about. So I keep it moving like that.
That's awesome.
So always new material, you know.
Yes. Well, we can give you some material when we get with you, girl, because we're going to be there on September the 7th. Yes. Ready to cheer
all
you
right.
all the way to support you all the way through this thing. And you know what? We need to let our listeners know how to find you so they can follow these events as well. We're going to share your events, but we want them to be able to find you as well.
Well, I have a website, toocute.net, T-U, which is French and Spanish for you, and cute with a K, because I am, you know. So it's T-U-K-U-T-E.net.
Okay.
I have an event page. I'm on Facebook as well as Too Cute Presents.
Okay, Too Cute Presents. That's with a K. Cute with a K. Because she is
That's
cute.
That's right.
Right. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to know, this is a question I have. Where did you come up with Too Cute? That's how you spell it? Because you spell it different, so it stands out.
Yeah, I just wanted to come up with a different way to spell it. But actually, I used to teach beginning computers at the Day Shelter for Women and Children. downtown.
Oh.
And yeah, and I did that for a while, and they, the women kind of taught me that before I could show them this is the power button and you hit it and this is what's happening, they had to realize that they were worthy of hitting that button. So I did that by coming up with a character, and Too Cute actually was a character that I portrayed. And she was very, aesthetically unattractive, you know, with the big teeth. You'll find her on my webpage and on my Facebook page. But she was aesthetically unattractive, and, you know, I had the padding with the big boobs because she was very heavy, and the big butt and the big teeth and the gray wig and stuff, you know. And she had no idea that she was unattractive. And she just thought she was God's gift. And, you know, a lot of what we think of ourselves start with our mind. And,
yes.
You know, I was like in my 50s when I came up with her. But now it is all in my head. And it's because I just feel that way. And I feel like a lot of women, they look at what they feel are faults. And they look at these faults as something that's a bad thing. If you just overlook them, you get to find the beautiful person, you know, around that or inside of them. And it works for me. I like it. The women loved her. They loved her personality, and she was funny, you know. And that's how she came about. But I went through menopause. So when through menopause, I couldn't do that on the stage with all of that stuff on. I looked like I just took a shower by the time, with all my clothes on, by the time I got off the stage with the hot lights and, you know, burning up underneath all of that. So I just kept the name myself.
That is cute. You got me saying too cute. I love it.
That's right.
We love it. Yes. But we're going to wrap the show up. Well, thanking you for being on the show. We want all our listeners to know that Too Cute Presents will be at Cafe 290 along with several other events. Look for her September 7th. And I know a lot of you know where Cafe 290 is in the ATL.
Yes.
You know, we all know how to get there. Yeah, and don't forget Friday night.
Yes.
It's going to be at Cafe, what is it, 908? 908 in Conyers.
In Conyers, yes.
Yeah, all these cafes and numbers.
That's
and
tomorrow
stuff.
Night. Yeah, that's tomorrow night. I'm ready.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're going to try to get to that event. We are going to definitely try to get there. But we're definitely going to be on the 7th. We are so excited because, you know, our birthday is coming up, so we want to turn it up all month long. So,
yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes. I'll be looking forward to that.
All righty. Thank you so much, Too Cute. We love you.
We
will be seeing you very, very soon.
Oh, thank you. Love you more, honey.
All right. I'll see you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We just had a phenomenal interview with Too Cute, and we are so excited to announce her awesome event. She's going to be out here in Conyers on Friday night at Cafe 908. And then we're going to follow that up with September 7th. She's going to be out with Dewan Bozeman, the saxophone man. And, yes, I love the sax. Yes, and another comedian. Gosh, I wish I had a college name. You know, you got that 9th annual birthday coming up. So, But we're going to have comedians in the house, and including Too Cute. So we're excited. We can't wait to see it.
Yes, and we're going to go live when we go out there.
Yes, yeah.
We're going to interview her live.
Talk to the twins and pray that my nose gets stuffy because I Cafe 908. Yes. And everyone be safe out there this holiday season.
Please.
Labor Day, people are traveling.
Yes.
Hurricane coming. And all kind of stuff, honey. Just be prayed up and
yes.
Red dye. And, you know, enjoy yourself, enjoy family. Just be super, super safe.
Yes.
And just enjoy. Our motto is live, darling.
Yes.
We love this show.
Yeah, we're going over too.
So this show also is sponsored by 2Q Presents. So we thank you, 2Q, for, you know, coming to talk to the twins.
Yes, yes. We love you, darling. We love
you. Yes, darling. Live it.
Yes,
I want to be just like her.
Me too.
That's 2Q.
She's 2Q.
Boy,
2Q with 2.
With 2.
Girl number 2.
Can we be 2Q with 2Q?
I don't know if she's going
to. No, we have to ask, but listen.
We'll see.
But anyway, we thank you for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins. We hope you stay tuned. You can always hear our show over and over and over
because we archive, honey.
Yes, go to Blog Talk for PNP Talk to the Twins. We're going to go live in a few minutes to give you some inspirational thoughts and advice. So give us a chance and just stay there. Hold tight. We're going to be right back.
We love you, and thanks for tuning in to PNP Talk to the Twins.
Ooh, you didn't do better.
Oh, yeah, but fly.
It ain't doing it.
You are listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're going to roll into our song that we love. We can't
thank God.
Yes.
Here we go.
I can't thank God enough.
believe God. So the twins would thank God enough. I can't thank God enough, and I know that's the true truth. But anyway, thank you for tuning in to PNT Talk to the Twins. I hope you got an earful of positive vibes. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your parents, tell your cousins, tell anybody to tune in to PNT Talk to the Twins. Woo! Yeah. All right. We want to say love, peace, and soul.
Yes.
And don't forget, we were sponsored today by QQ Prison.
Yes.
Make sure you check her out. We love you out there in Cyberland. Yes, yes, yes. We love you all. And also remember to be safe this weekend. Don't let nobody play you to the left. Focus on yourself. Get the job done.
I know that's a good one.
All righty. Love.